Hi there. The word for today is on the beauty of the breastplate. We've been talking about it for the last few days. 1 Peter 2 verse 7 says, "Therefore, to you who believe, he, that is Christ, is precious." We learn from looking at the breastplate worn by Israel's high priest that we are precious to God, we are close to his heart, and that he will never turn his back on us. You say, well, if God will never turn his back on us, does that mean we can live any way we please? No. And here's why. As a redeemed child of God, not only are you precious in his eyes, but he is precious in your eyes. So, you'll value your relationship with him above all else and protect it from anything that threatens it. Think about it. When you realize how valuable and precious you are in God's eyes, does it make you want to go out and sin or continue living in sin? Of course not. On the contrary, your thoughts will run more along the lines of, this is not how a believer who is precious to the Lord behaves. A precious stone doesn't belong in the mud, grime, and filth of sin. Its rightful place is close to the heart of God, where it sparkles and shines. It's true, isn't it? That's where it belongs. Knowing your true, righteous, and precious to God identity in Christ elevates you above the desire to give in to sin. It makes you want to walk and live as a child of the King. Indeed, holy living is the result of seeing yourself in Christ. Instead of giving in to temptation, you'll ask yourself, what would Christ do in this situation? Then you'll draw on his strength and do the right thing. The truth is, a true understanding of God's grace doesn't prevent holiness. It produces and promotes it. That is the word for you today.